Yesterday, Attorney General Maura Healey renewed her pledge to act on the Commonwealth's opiate addiction crisis. She was at a forum in Taunton. That's a community that's been hit especially hard, with more than 200 overdoses there last year. Today, she spoke with us about what her office can do about the issue of addiction and some of her other initiatives. We began the interview with Healey's conversation yesterday in Taunton.
When I was in Taunton, I had an opportunity to sit with a young man. He's 26 years old, and his mother. And it's a young man who was National Honor Society at Taunton High School, played sports, was a terrific baseball player, and was looking forward to a college baseball career. He injured his shoulder, was prescribed prescription pills, ended up becoming addicted first to Percocet, and in no time, in the span of 3 years, was using heroin. At one point, he OD'd on heroin and suffered tremendous brain injury and damage, and he lives a really compromised physical and neurological experience right now. And to hear him and tell his story about how this happened, and I really appreciate this young person's courage, Corey's courage in coming forward and telling his story.
Now, that's an individual story that you heard. There are thousands of examples like his, like this young man Corey's. What in such a personal story could your office really do to make a difference and construct a kind of social and civic security blanket for people like him? What's possible?
Well, I think there are a lot of things possible. And when I hear a story like that, I think about things like, what are we doing in terms of education and outreach to young people? That's something that I can fund and support out of the Attorney General's office, getting to schools and talking to young people about the dangers of prescription medication. To me, I think we can do a lot better job working with prescribers on safe prescribing practices. It shouldn't be when you go in to see a doctor that you're prescribed oxycodone or Vicodin or other highly addictive medications without being asked some simple questions like, are you in recovery? Do you have a family member in recovery? Do you have an addiction issue? I've just heard too many stories where that isn't happening.
What can your office do about that, though?
Well, I think that already we've reached out to the Massachusetts Medical Society, and they've reached out to us and to Governor Baker, and we're looking forward to working with them on establishing some safe prescribing practices. We're also working on building out a more robust prescription drug monitoring program here in the state, where we can have real-time reporting and data sharing between and among the states when it comes to who is prescribing pills, who is dispensing them, and who's receiving them.
Okay, let me ask you about this, though. If you're trying to reach back into a person's youth and try to prevent some of the problems that people like this young man encounter early on, and you talk about having the help of the executive office of the governor as well in this, how much help do you actually have in a time when the governor is right now trying to cut $1.5 billion from the budget, cutting areas like substance abuse counseling? Do you feel like you and the governor are really talking from the same page on this?
You know, absolutely. He has made this a priority. I am participating along with staff on his working group to address this issue. Are we dealing with a very difficult budget situation? We are, and there will be hard choices. But I'll tell you, right now, there are some things that aren't going to cost money. Talking about implementing safe prescribing practices, talking about doing a better job reaching young people and doing the education and outreach, these are important measures that I think will go a long way.
But does it not make a difference when something like substance abuse counseling is cut?
Well, I think that we desperately need substance abuse counselors. We also need mental health counselors, because a lot of times what we see is these two things tend to go hand in hand in so many instances. So I'll always be a proponent for counseling and services. But, you know, look, as Attorney General, I can do a few things. I can work with the governor and his administration on building a more effective prescription drug monitoring program, working with doctors and dentists and other prescribers on safe prescribing practices, working with our schools. I can also work with insurance companies. I've heard a lot of stories about barriers that families face in trying to access coverage for treatment and services.
Let's switch topics for a second. Anthem Healthcare and the data breach is very much in the news and very much, I know, a concern of your office. Apparently, 1 million people with ties to Massachusetts were affected by this computer hack. Their names, social security numbers, all their really vital information is now in the hands of hackers. What is your office doing about this issue?
I'll tell you what we're doing. We're working with other states on investigating and pursuing this. We believe it was criminal hackers who did this and compromised the system. We know that social security numbers were taken. We don't know how many were taken. We believe at this point that healthcare information and credit card information was not compromised, which is good. What I'm trying to do is communicate to those consumers out here in Massachusetts who are affected. There are some steps they can and should take right now, today, to protect themselves and their families against identity theft. First thing they should do is to go on Anthem's website and sign up for 2 years of free credit monitoring. I know that certain Anthem and Blue Cross Blue Shield Massachusetts insureds, customers, have already been contacted by the companies, but even if you haven't been contacted and you believe you're a customer, you should go on and sign up for that service.
By the way, have you heard of any breaches yet?
No. No, we haven't. We've heard about the larger breach, but we don't know to what extent any individual's information has been compromised or misused at this point. But that's why I say it's really important for people to take matters into their own hands. You know, at this point, Lisa, we're just encouraging folks to get out and get that free credit monitoring in place and order a copy of their credit report.
Okay, one final issue. I want to ask you about an initiative from your office toward the U.S. Supreme Court, which is slated to consider the issue of same-sex marriage in April. Massachusetts, of course, the first state to allow same-sex couples to marry. Your office wants to weigh in on the upcoming Supreme Court decision. You're calling for residents of Massachusetts to submit testimonials to you on your Facebook page, by Twitter, or written form, or by video, which is kind of interesting, that you can compile and then send along as a friend of the court brief. Since Massachusetts has had same-sex marriage for more than a decade now, why is this an issue worth this kind of effort from your office?
Well, you know, my view is Massachusetts should continue to press the case as we have in earlier Supreme Court briefs. I want the Massachusetts voice and experience to be heard, because I think what is so powerful in all of this is to lay bare what discrimination looks like and how this plays out.
How are the collections going?
They're great. People are writing in, they're emailing, they're tweeting.
You've got your own video up there.
We have our video. You know, let's compile these stories and share this experience. I think the human experience is really most compelling. And at the end of the day, you know, this is what it's about. It's about people's lives, and it's about families and their well-being here in the state.
Maura Healy, thank you.
Thank you.
And listeners, the Attorney General's office is going to collect testimonials on same-sex marriage until the 4th of March. You can find a link on our website, radioboston.org. Stay with us. Coming up, we talk to a congressman about what a partial federal government shutdown could mean for Massachusetts. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is Radio Boston.